Welcome to a Conversations of Change podcast with Dr. Jen Fram. You're listening to an 8-minute shock or a sharp hit of change. Why 8 minutes? Because sometimes 10 minutes is hard to find. And this week's sharp hit of change, we're here with Luke Gallifin in Belgium. So we're going all around the world at the moment. Luke, hello and welcome. Tell me, what are you doing at the moment?
At the moment, it's a grey Wednesday morning here in Belgium. I am sitting at my desk for once this week. I'm not traveling. and I was preparing for a client meeting.
Okay. So, what type of change are you working on at the moment, Luke?
I started my career in technology-based changes, mostly SAP projects, and I'm evolving now towards transformation projects. My current project is in HR transformation.
Ooh, they're big. I've just done one of those. So you mentioned that you started in technology. How did you get into organizational change as a career?
This will not surprise you. It was a coincidence. I was supposed to be a technology consultant for one of the big consultancies. They wanted to push me on a technology career. But it was the client who discovered that I am better at that soft stuff, communication and training. And it was the client that that motivated me to go more towards that direction. Now, obviously, there was no place within that technology firm to build a career in such a way, so I decided to become self-employed.
Wow. So you've been self-employed for how long?
That's going to be 15 years now.
Hey, that's a big effort. Well done. Well done. Tell us, Luke, what's a change that you've worked on that you're really proud of and what stood out about it for you?
One of the changes that I worked on was one of those big projects. It was for Belgian Railways, where I did put in quite some effort. And what made the difference there for me is that I was capable to not only build quite a team that was integrated with all the other work streams, which is, I think, very essential that you're not working on an island, but we also had the capability to deliver stuff that even when the project was closed and I was not working there anymore, was still being used. So a solid philosophy of going about with the changes and of integrating everything that was produced by the other work streams. I see change in such projects more as an amplifier and an integrator of things that are being produced than as working on an island on itself, so more as a facilitator.
Yeah, right. So flipping it to the other side, if you can think about a change that hasn't gone well, and you don't have to go into the details, but tell me, what did you learn about that initiative?
Oh, that was the project right before that one where I was placed as a change manager who was going to transform a site, and the change was announced top-down. Not surprisingly, it was a company with a French culture, and they imposed the change and they said, well, you, as of tomorrow, will have to change the people in that specific site. I arrived there, and the site manager told me that they are not participating in the program and that I could go and stand outside, which literally happened. And outside the building, I found myself calling with the project manager, explaining the situation. And the months after that, they gave me a very hard time because they had to tolerate me in their offices. But you can imagine that the tension that was going on when they had to tolerate me. Finally, I did pull it off to have a good conversation and to have integration of their changes. But we did lose a few months of just unprepared, throwing in a foreign element, which was me in that case, and that didn't feel all too well in the beginning.
Yeah, wow. So a few scars out of that one, perhaps.
Oh yes.
So I guess over, you know, that long history, Are you in a position where you could summarise what are the three most important things to heed about workplace change from your perspective now?
That's a big one. First of all, that you're not working on an island. That's first and foremost, because what I see is that as our profession matures, all of a sudden we tend to make it into a science, and all of a sudden we see that people are afraid to touch it anymore. So we came from a time when people were experts in communication, and anything you said about communication, everybody had a second, a third, or a fourth opinion. And now all of a sudden we've elevated it to a science, and nobody wants to touch it, and nobody wants to talk about change before they have the expert on board. Now that's flipping it to the total reverse side, and that's not good either. So we're not working on an island. We need to integrate with people and amplify what they do. And then the second thing is what I am discovering about social architecture is that we should be aware of the non-formal structures, communities, or tribal influences and tribal dynamics that are already living there, and talk to them and make use of those.
Excellent.
Not sure if that's three, but those are the most important for me.
That works. That works. Thinking about people who are new to the industry or keen to get into change management work, what's your advice to them? What do you share with early career change managers?
This may sound very basic, but you need to master your basics first. There is something that says you need to earn your entry ticket, and then you build on that. So it's a step-by-step approach, and I would recommend baby steps, because with baby steps in our delivery, that's how we build the legitimacy which we really need in order to pull off or to go towards a tipping point for the organization. There is no way that I can enter a change project and all of a sudden announce a big change, have all the people in the project trust me to make the big step into the uncomfortable space where they've never been before, if I don't have the legitimacy. But that legitimacy precisely I built with baby steps, by always delivering on what I promise.
Yeah, nice. Last question. What is your favorite resource in terms of or books or videos or places to go to learn more about change?
I was going to say I don't want to talk about it because it's poetry. So here I said it. it's one specific book called Letters to a Young Poet,
mm-hmm.
and that's by Rainer Maria Rilke, where Rainer Maria Rilke writes over the course of 4 years, I think, 12 letters. I think it's 12 letters to a poet asking him for his advice. The vulnerability and the changes that are more personal changes that are discussed in there are life-changing. And that is a book I keep with me day and night.
Luke Gallifin, that's absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on our Sharp Hit of Change.
Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this shock, then do share with your colleagues and friends. You can find more at conversationsofchange.com.au, at Jen Fram on Twitter, or Conversations of Change on the Facebook.